Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show. Tasting Tuesdays is sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, not far from you guys. The area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Summer market dates available at willowpondsheep.com. And by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84, and by the Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And, oh, we have double the pleasure today. I have two guests on Tasting Tuesday, though they kind of, they're very interconnected and related. I have Laura Foster, who is here from the Hudson Valley Open Market in New Paltz. And if that weren't enough, I have Saida Fakirzada. And I am so pleased to welcome both of you guys. But first, we're going to talk to Laura a little bit first as like kind of a prologue about the Hudson Valley Open Market. Because Laura, come over here. Because I'm a big fan of the farmers markets here in the Hudson Valley. Big, big fan. I work at the Kingston Farmers Market. I've only heard good things about the New Paltz version, which is, by the way, located at the in the parking lot of the New Paltz Middle School. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Glad. Thank you for coming.
I'm so happy to be here with my friend.
Oh, that's great. You mean me, right?
Of course. There is no one else.
How long have you been involved with the Hudson Valley Open Market?
We founded the market last year. We were at the fairgrounds. We started kind of mid-season. And then we were
the fairgrounds? Is that where Ulster County Fair would happen?
Yes.
Okay, because as a kid, it's all about me. But no, it's not all about me. But when, as a kid, I grew up going to summer camp in Wallkill, and we would go to the Ulster County Fair every summer, and I haven't been there for many years. But so you were at the fairgrounds, and then you moved out of there.
Yeah, we were at the fairgrounds because it was just a big, beautiful open space. And this season, we were lucky enough to secure the middle school parking lot location, which is central.
Which is what?
Central.
Okay, right.
And
right.
Everyone likes that.
Yeah, easy to get in and out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For the vendors and everybody, right? Yeah, that's important to make everybody happy. And how many different folks like have businesses at the market? You know, just generally like on an average weekend.
Yeah, we average about 25 to 30 vendors every market, mm-hmm. Every Saturday, but it's different vendors every weekend,
right,
which is kind of
right.
Fun.
Do you put out a newsletter to let people know who's going to be there and all that, and they can check the website?
Exactly. I do. It's really the newsletter, the email newsletter. That's where it's at, and people can sign up for that on our Instagram.
What's the Instagram? Do you know?
It's Hudson Valley Open Market.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a special market. If you're anywhere in the New Paltz area, make a point of going there on a Saturday. What are the hours?
It's 10 to 3.
10 to 3. That's a nice long market.
Yeah, we extended it this season. We just felt that people could use an extra hour.
Yeah. We are lucky also, as I mentioned a few moments ago, to have one of your vendors.
Yes.
Who has a business called Afghan Ariana. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Okay. And is it most Saturdays, I guess?
Yes. We're so lucky to have them committed to us for the whole season. So they're every Saturday with us, and their food is incredible.
I can see that.
And it's different than most other food.
Yeah.
And so it's been really nice to have them, and we're so grateful for them to be with us.
I made a big mistake, and I ate yesterday. So I don't know if I have room for all. I've never had, and I'm so grateful. So don't, it's just for fun. But Saida brought so much food, and I'm so grateful because we can feed everybody here today. So Saida, that might not have been your intention, but I'm so very grateful to you. So Saida, come on up here and let's just talk right, just as I'm going to start sampling the foods from Afghan Ariana. First of all, tell the folks where the name comes from.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me here today.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Okay. So the name Ariana comes from our region. So once upon a time, the whole region and then Afghanistan itself were called Ariana. So we wanted to give it a name that it would be familiar for Afghans, which they know it, and also for Americans.
Right. Is there much of an Afghan community in the Hudson Valley?
I'm not so sure, but I think no, they're not.
Well, let's change that. If you're listening and you're from that area of the world, from Afghanistan, by all means, come to the Hudson Valley, we'd love to have you and bring more food.
Yes.
Or at least recipes. Right. And so your business is, you're at the farmer's market, obviously, right? You're at the Hudson Valley Open Market in New Paltz, and you also cater events.
Yes.
How do people find you?
Oh, they have our Instagram, and also they know us from the feast that we do every third Thursday of the month.
Oh, is that the one at the church?
At the church, at CTK, Christ the King Church in Stone Ridge.
Uh-huh.
So they know us from there, yes.
Oh, great, yeah. Our general manager is from Stone Ridge.
Nice.
So you met him.
Yes.
All right. So, again, thank you for bringing this. Everything looks so delicious. Can we? You just tell me and I'll start chowing down. All right. So, there's so many things. I hope I did a fair sampling of everything here. First of all, this looks like a fried dumpling almost.
It's samosa. We call it samosa.
Samosa, right,
yes.
Of course, the samosa.
Yes.
That's delicious. Do I dip it into the spicy?
You can, yes, if you want. And the filling is lentils, potatoes, and onions.
So it's vegetarian?
It is vegetarian.
That's delicious. And what else do we have here?
You can try the dumpling mantou that we call it. Yeah.
The one with the yogurt sauce on it?
Yes, with the yogurt sauce.
So this one I don't need. Okay, let me see. And it has lentils on it, as you... Did you say that?
The dal lentil on top, yes.
That's delicious. Are these big, kind of popular?
It is popular, and it is like kind of shared dish between China, Turkish, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and Iran.
And the Hudson Valley.
And the Hudson Valley now,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly, right, exactly. People are seeming... So when you're catering an event, for instance, these are, I have to assume, not all Afghani people, right?
None of our customers is Afghan here.
So, how do they... kind of choose your food? How did they come to
most
choose?
Of them, they have tried our food before at the church, and some of them, they ask us if I recommend something for their party based on if it is a birthday party, if it's a like a family gathering, or for how many people, and what is their taste like, so I can recommend it to them.
It's also delicious. Really? Well, it's great to hear that people are open to new types of food that maybe they're not so accustomed to. I mean, you know, the Hudson Valley is fairly sophisticated. We have a lot of different varieties of food up here, right?
Right.
But I don't know about Afghani food.
But they hesitated the first time to try it because they're not sure. But once they try it, they love it.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
It's so filling and delicious, and so many different varieties of tasting going on in one mouthful. It's so my recommendation is, instead of going to that same Chinese restaurant... Try this food. Again, it's on Instagram. You can find them at Afghan Ariana?
Afghan Ariana Feast.
Afghan Ariana Feast?
Feast.
Oh, thank you for...
Afghan Ariana Feast.
Well, I've got a couple more things here. Let's not miss out. What is this?
That's the chicken shawarma.
Oh, the chicken shawarma.
Yeah.
Now, is this just straight? What do you recommend?
Yes, if you want to dip it in the sauce, you can.
Yeah. This is very good. And just the rice is...
Yeah, this rice calls... we call it kabuli.
Uh-huh.
Which is coming from the name of Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. So the Kabuli people back then, they tried this kind of rice, which is with the raisin and with the carrots and with the meat. We serve it with the meat.
Right. This is beef?
Beef.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, everything is very delicious. And you brought dessert, if that wasn't enough. I chose this one with pistachios. What is this?
Yes.
It's a pastry.
A pastry, yes. Mm-hmm. They call it also kanafa. Kanafa bird nest. It is a nest.
It looks exactly like...
And you can fill it
but I'm
with...
I'm not going to hurt some poor...
No, you will not.
All right, last taste, I promise. That's really good. I don't usually stuff so much food so quickly. I apologize, but everything really is amazing. I'm so glad, Laura, that you introduced me to Saida and you made all this happen. I'm so grateful to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And we are grateful for knowing Laura and having the opportunity to be part of this farmer's market. And lots of people now, they know us through this market.
That's terrific. Yeah. And now we know about you. And so we're hoping this is the beginning of a nice, fruitful relationship as well. I'm going to remind people that both the Hudson Valley Open Market... as well as Afghan Ariana Feast are both, you can find them both on Instagram at the very least and get them on your radar. And when you're in the New Paltz area, visit and have an incredible meal. thank you both for coming on here. And remind everybody, Saida, one more time about where the church is and when they should show up for, so they don't have to feel too jealous of my opportunity here.
Oh, thank you, Adam. Mm-hmm. Yes, the feast happens every third Thursday of the month at Christ the King Church in Stone Ridge.
Right, and how food are you making for this feast?
We usually also, every month, we plan for 100 people or 120.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
That's incredible. And how much does it cost?
One meal that you order, either it's vegetarian or the beef or the meat option, it is
$20. $20?
Yeah.
It's a bargain. Thank you both. I had a great time meeting you both.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thanks.
Thank you.
This has been Tasting Tuesdays. There's kissing even going on here. I love it. It's very warm people. Come on, Tasting Tuesdays, so you can tell. 98.1 KZE.